Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today, we are discussing page 71 of Heroes Unlimited, and I'm here to discuss with you the mystery of the assassin. The fabled assassin. Shadow Warrior. This figure of nightmare appears on this page under the auspices of the hand-to-hand combat skills, which we get a nice little handy list of here. Hand-to-hand basic, which is like you went to the local rec center and learned how to kick people in the crotch. Hand-to-hand expert, which is like you learned in the army, maybe in commando training or something. Some good solid self-defense stuff. Hand-to-hand martial arts, which is you're a flippy martial arts individual. You know how to do jump kicks and stuff like that. And then hand-to-hand assassin, which I guess means that you kill people, but more on that later. I have a soft spot for hand-to-hand assassin. It is, in my mind, the coolest of the basic hand-to-hand combat options. There are cool martial arts and ninjas and super spies like Mugi Gong. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has a hand-to-hand ninjutsu that's kind of cool. But when it comes to these four basic options that you can find everywhere in Palladium, I really like hand-to-hand assassin. A lot of the flippy nonsense, the stupid ninja tricks of Palladium just make you end up looking like a fool. We've talked about it earlier this week. Somebody runs up to you with crowbar in hand, you think you're going to be a real badass and backflip out of the way. 9 times out of 10, they're going to swat you out of the air. You're going to look ridiculous. All the fancy kicks, mostly useless. They do barely any more damage than a regular kick. There's basically one good kick, the crescent kick, and if you just use that, that's all you need. And how impressive is a crescent kick, really? I mean, I can't do one, but that's because I'm exceptionally unathletic. Noted professional wrestler Ray Traylor, the Big Boss Man, who you may recall from the 1980s, he could do a crescent kick. And he was shaped like Chief Wiggum from The Simpsons. Nobody's impressed. Hand-to-hand assassin, though, has that little bit of mystique, doesn't it? Brutal efficiency. Close-up fighting. Efficiently dispatching your foes as quickly as possible. In theory, that is what hand-to-hand assassin is. That's why it's cool. It's part of why I gave it to Borgen. I mean, she's a nice girl. My poor, dumb, unlikable baby. She's not really out to hurt anybody. But, like a half-unwilling gunman, she won't let the fact that she doesn't want you to get hurt stop her from killing you. And a hand-to-hand assassin is a way to do that. The problem, though, is that a hand-to-hand assassin is implemented in a little bit of a strange way. Some of the things are exactly what they should be. Other things are just inexplicable. And they raise questions about the nature of assassin training, which, again, are personally relevant to Borgen. So it's worth thinking these things through. What did she learn in combat school? The first thing you need to know is that there's not a tremendous amount of difference among all these different hand-to-hand combat styles. As usual with Palladium, there's a whole lot of setup about which of these four you'll choose, a lot of rules infrastructure to support a choice that basically doesn't make any difference. Consider like 7th level, right? The point we'll get to at the end of the campaign. When it comes to attacks per melee, they almost all have the same amount. Assassin has one extra. Roll with punch, you get a +2 if you've got basic or expert, a +3 if you've got martial arts or assassin. 1 point difference. We find just about the same thing with parrying, dodging, striking. Usually like 3 out of the 4 of them are the same, and then basic lags behind by like a point. You have to go to the details to find out the philosophy of these different styles of combat. For example, kicks. We were talking about kicks the other day. By 7th level, hand-to-hand basic gets only a karate kick or a snap kick, depending, I guess, on which rec center you go to. You get to pick one or the other. Hand-to-hand expert gives you the standard karate kick and 2 more of your choice. With martial arts, you get the karate kick and 4 more of your choice. The assassin, no kicks. At first, that soured me a little on hand-to-hand assassin, because while you really don't need the giant panoply of kicks offered by this game, as we discussed the other day, you basically want to do the crescent kick. It would be nice to have that one option, because it is the most efficient way to do a lot of damage when you're unarmed in one turn. Punches, throws, they're okay, but kicks are where the damage is at. I don't need all of them, I just need one. I just need my crescent kick. You could use it at short range, does a lot of damage, seems like a good thing for an assassin to have. But here I am, I don't even know how to throw a basic karate kick with hand-to-hand assassin. The person who learned to fight at the Y knows how to kick and I don't. But as it turns out, this really doesn't matter at all. Because another place where hand-to-hand assassin and basic, weirdly, are different is damage bonus. Hand-to-hand expert and martial arts don't get damage bonuses at all. But hand-to-hand basic gets a bonus of +2 by 7th level. Hand-to-hand assassin gets a bonus of +4 by 7th level. You may remember that nothing sets the different kicks apart from each other except for damage. And the differences are actually very low. For all the trouble of coming up with 8 different kinds of kick that you might have to put down on your character sheet, when you look at the average damages, the snap kick does like 3.5 compared to 5 for the regular karate kick. The regular karate kick doing 5 compared to the crescent kick doing an average of 7. The difference between the different steps here is usually like 2 points of damage. So if you've got a +4 damage from knowing hand-to-hand assassin, that's elevating your standard human kick attack, or in Borgen's case, your standard whatever alien kick attack, from an average damage of 5 up to a damage of 9, which is better than the crescent kick and almost as good as the roundhouse kick. So in one swoop, you know, one +4 bonus, it makes the entire issue of kicking irrelevant. Honestly, even the hand-to-hand basic +2 damage bonus basically makes it irrelevant that hand-to-hand basic doesn't get fancy kicks. It raises the karate kick to the level of the crescent kick, which is the only one you really ought to use anyway. I sort of like the idea that hand-to-hand assassin is the pumped up deadlier version of basic self-defense courses. Like there's this whole middle ground of martial arts expertise ranging from, you know, the Navy SEAL learning throws and holds to dispatch their foe, all the way to like the Shaolin monk doing leaping dragon kicks across the temple. But the true enlightenment of self-defense lies on either side of that, which is like the rank beginner at the Y and the grizzled assassin at the far end of the spectrum, who are basically trained the same way. Try to sneak up on your opponent, kick them in the balls, hit them in the eyes. This is the true meaning of our existence in this bitch of a world. Kick the balls, gouge the eyes. Unfortunately, though, this nice symmetry is disrupted by another strange feature of hand-to-hand assassin. They don't get the critical hit range that you want from them until really, really late. By 6th level, the hand-to-hand expert crits on an 18 through 20. By 6th level, the hand-to-hand martial artist crits on an 18 to 20. Even hand-to-hand basic crits on a 19 to 20 by 6th level. Inexplicably, hand-to-hand assassin doesn't get an expanded crit range until 10th level, like beyond the scope of most campaigns, which means you could play from level 1 through 9 a full multi-year campaign of a trained military assassin like Borgen, but you'll never quite put it together to kick the balls and gouge the eyes, as you would learn to do in like a one-unit class at the community college. You still only crit on a 20 until 10th level, at which point your range does go up to 18 to 20. So finally it dawns on you, you know, after a lifetime of violence, when you're fucking old man Logan, one day you just have that light bulb moment like, oh, kick the balls, gouge the eyes, of course. I could have made this all a lot easier for myself all these years. My career of death and blood, if I didn't just ram my fists into the hardest part of their body all the time. So you're not great at critting. There's some kind of a block there. There's some kind of a problem with the philosophy of assassin training, not quite teaching you how to go for vital points in the way you would expect. However, there's no danger, if you stay away from those vital points, that you're going to accidentally assassinate someone. In fact, it turns out that one of the things that assassins are really good at is not hurting anybody. This, I think, is the dumbest thing on this page. Each hand-to-hand combat style gets a bonus to pull punch, where you deliberately reduce the damage that you inflict. Hand-to-hand basic and expert get a +2 by 7th level. Hand-to-hand martial arts gets a +3 by 7th level. Hand-to-hand assassin gets a +5, and you actually get that bonus from quite early. By 3rd level, you've already got a +5 to pull your punches. I don't know why. How often is an assassin sent to, like, half-assassinate someone? Like, how often are you hired by a mysterious millionaire patron to go and do exactly 5 points of damage to the president? It's very perplexing. On the other side of the spectrum, you do get death blow as well. You're the only hand-to-hand assassin is the only hand-to-hand style that gets it by 7th level. But as we've discussed in season 1, you might as well not bother with death blow. The only way a death blow works is if you call and then proceed to roll a natural 20. So it's pretty much worthless. More interesting, perhaps, is the body flip throw. This is weird. Hand-to-hand assassin gets the body flip slash throw at 6th level, earlier than anyone else. This is not what you think of as a classic assassin move. It's like an Aikido style or sort of hokey 1960s spy movie, Austin Powers, like I grab your arm and then big wheelie motion flip you over on your back. It only does 1d6 damage, very low as a snap kick. It seems much more like a martial arts move, right? It seems much more like if you want to be peaceful Aikido guy and, you know, flip somebody on their back a couple times just to prove what a pacifist you are before you kick their ass, then sure, body flip slash throw. Likewise, you know, hand-to-hand basic, maybe, you know, use your leverage, trip somebody, and then try to run away since you are, you know, barely trained. Whereas it seems like a peculiar assassination if, like, you're in your study, it's late at night, It's dark. You think you hear some creaking in the house, but you're trying to put it out of your mind. Little do you know, the assassin is stalking you. Finally, you hear a bump. You decide to get up, go investigate. You get out of your overstuffed chair. You begin to move. Then all of a sudden, the hairs in the back of your neck stand up. You feel imperceptibly a presence in the room with you. You turn just in time to see the black-masked assassin reach for you, grasp your hand, and then in a big wheelie motion, flip you onto your back. He just grabs you by your lapels and maybe gives you a little monkey flip. Whee! Up and over you go. 1d6 damage. Soft as a baby's kiss. Oh no, I'm being surprised judoed. Because this game isn't very good at figuring out which combat tactics are worthwhile and which ones aren't, one could assume that this body flip throw stuff is just a mistake, that assassins are meant to be cold and brutal killers, but the designers just got it wrong. But what about pulling punches? Pulling punches means exactly one thing. It means reducing the damage of your attacks. The author can't be so far gone that he failed to realize what pulling a punch is, but he made Hand-to-Hand Assassin the undisputed champion of hitting people with grandmotherly softness. Why? I don't have any answers for you. I think that's the dumbest thing on this page, but I can't even really say for sure, because the meaning of Hand-to-Hand Assassin's propensity for light, fluffy, and inoffensive offense is just who can fathom it. I know one thing, though. I'm making this part of the backstory for Borgen. I think she's been taught a lot of light and fluffy combat in her assassin training, and she doesn't know why. I think she probably asked about it, because she's a warrior, you know? So during her combat training, she probably asked her instructor, like, if I want to kill him, then why would I flip him? Why would I place him upon his back like a swaddling babe? But her instructor just wrapped her on the nose, you know, with an alien pain stick, and was like, again, baby, flip me again. So adding to the mystery of Borgen's mysterious culture. Speaking of superheroes in combat, join me tomorrow as we move on to some notes on super abilities in combat and discuss how these already nonsensical rules work in a land that physics forgot on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.